Things are getting cold in Wisconsin once again, and it's time to start thinking about winterizing the house and making sure as much heat stays inside as possible. But this year, thanks to some legislation at the federal level, there are options for folks to get some money back for making these energy improvements. Natalie Yar at the Cap Times wrote about these new options, and she joins us now to discuss. Can you give us just kind of a broad generalization? What are some of the options that are available for both tax credits and rebates?
Yeah, so under the Inflation Reduction Act, which passed last year, folks might have heard about it in the news, there are all sorts of tax credits and rebates that can help people pay for energy efficient upgrades to their homes or renewable energy upgrades to their homes. That can be things like for weatherizing the home, sealing up places where air can leak in, insulating more, replacing home appliances with more energy efficient ones, maybe swapping a gas heater for a heat pump heater, or things like getting solar panels for their rooftops. And then there are rebates that can help with some of those same things, but that mean you don't even have to necessarily put up the money up front. They can help make the cost lower right from the start rather than waiting for a tax credit later.
A lot of people kind of wonder where is a good place to start when it comes to this. And that's something that you addressed in your piece right off the bat, saying that, you know, an energy audit is kind of a really good place for most people to start. What is that? And why is that some place that people should start off from?
Yeah, I think this is not intuitive to most of us who haven't given a lot of thought to this before, who aren't expert on these things. It can feel really overwhelming. And I didn't know until I started doing this reporting about these home energy audits. This is basically a way you get a professional, sometimes it's somebody who has an insulation company, sometimes it's just an independent professional who just does home energy audits, to come to your home. They have all these specialized tools that they use, like these big powerful fans that they attach to your front door to check where air is escaping from your home. They can basically figure out where your home's losing energy, wasting energy, and help you figure out what would be the most kind of bang for your buck upgrades that you could do. Sometimes it's things just like sealing your home up better, insulating it more, but they'll help you know. And those audits, there are several local companies that do them, and they can cost as little as a few $100s, though you can pay more for a really much more extensive kind of home energy audit. And the Environmental Protection Agency estimates that things like air sealing and insulating, which these audits can help you figure out where you might need that kind of work, those things could cut the average home's energy use by about 11%. So that's often one of the next steps that you might want to do.
So let's say someone goes out and gets one of these audits done. They say, these are the things you need to do to make your home more energy efficient. Through the Inflation Reduction Act, like you mentioned at the beginning, there are two ways that people can kind of get benefits, the tax credits and the rebates. What are these rebates and how do those work?
The rebates are really a different ballgame, and they're really designed to help low and moderate income Americans pay a lower price from the start for these upgrades by reducing the price that they pay when they go buy that new energy efficient appliance or when they hire their contractor, so that they don't have to front that money and then wait to get it paid back later. And so these are, to me, it was a little bit surprising how big some of these rebates might be and who all might qualify. It's all based on families' income, but some families won't pay anything at all for certain upgrades. So it's really designed to make these things accessible. But it also, there's red tape and it can be a little complicated, and you really want to make sure you know what is eligible and what isn't eligible. For example, there's lots of money in these credits and rebates for heat pumps, which are an energy efficient way to heat or cool your home. However, not all heat pumps will qualify for a rebate or for a tax credit. And you have to know kind of how efficient that appliance needs to be. And even things like that here in Wisconsin, those, I believe that for some of the incentives, it only qualifies if it's like specifically qualified as a cold climate heat pump. And so that's just, it's a level of detail that most of us don't know, but it's the sort of thing you'd want to know before you go making one of these bigger investments.
A lot of different ways that folks can get some money back for trying to make their homes more energy efficient. Natalie Yar with the Cap Times wrote about it and helping us understand it here on Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.